Hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now.
It's good to be alive right about now.
And it begins with Jesse having the correct audio for a second consecutive time.
No.
Yeah, it's happening. I believe in him.
We'll find out. I hope so.
I am here to be supportive of Jesse. So yesterday, Aaron Rodgers was talking with McAfee and AJ Hawk. By the way, I will say this for AJ Hawk. While the rest of the panel does spend a lot of time telling Aaron Rodgers how awesome he is, AJ Hawk, who is his real-life friend, asks him some tough questions. Reminds me of another Tuesday show that he once did. I mean, he does. He throws some fastballs. They're not all softballs from AJ Hawk. I respect that about him. Among the topics that that group discussed yesterday, however, was Jordan Love and how well he played in his 10 snap. I know I was accused on Monday of besmirching his accomplishment, which I really like Jordan. Getting to know him a little more this year, I've really enjoyed. I am not besmirching. I am just trying to accurately depict a 10-yard pass that turned into a 63-yard touchdown, which, oh, by the way, the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, also said that yesterday to McAfee. But he hit him in stride, and that is important because that's not always been happening with Aaron Rodgers this season. But I think we've gotten a little bit over the moon about 10 snaps. Are you in my club?
I think you can only be judged off of what you do. And he did 10 snaps, and he didn't have a bad – I didn't think he had a bad
He did not
snap,
have a bad throw. 10. You're right. I would agree. Yep. He was 6 of 9,
yeah,
and
I'm not
2 of the 3 were dropped.
Like you do.
I'm not poo-pooing him.
You poo-pooed him. Jesse, he poo-pooed him.
Miles Burkett looked great against New Mexico State, too.
There's nothing to do with what we're talking about. Literally,
I'm saying prevent defense, backup quarterback, late in the game, anyone.
But I'll say, 10 snaps against the first team NFL defense, right? Or you're playing New Mexico State, which is like a Division III school. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Great comp.
Yeah. Anyway, he was happy.
It's not a ton of data points.
This is my fault.
But
he
looked good.
But he looked good. Yeah. Playing prevent defense. All right, so Jordan Love played well in his stint, and Aaron Rodgers was excited for him. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about his little brother, Jordan Love.
It was really nice to watch. You know, I feel like an older brother watching him, you know, do well. I care about the kid a lot, and fun to see his growth. Fun to just see him just kind of relax up there. You know, I think that's, as any young player, same thing with Christian. You know, once you can make a few plays, it kind of takes the anxiety out of the body and the tension out of the body. And to see him, you know, make accurate throws and do what he's been doing has been fun to watch. I think a lot of it I see through, obviously, go back and think about what I was thinking about as a third-year player. But the jumps that you see coincide with him, you know, working on things in look team reps, you know, in practice a lot, working on look offs and different types of arm angle throws. And you didn't see that in the game. You just saw him kind of playing on time and making accurate throws. But I think it's because he's been feeling confident and doing those things on the look team. Then when you get in the game, it allows you to just kind of sink and go back to the, you know, the fundamental things that you've been drilling on. So big respect to him. Obviously, I think Tom Clements deserves some amount of credit because he's such a guru and teaching the fundamentals. But happy for Jay to go out there in a primetime game and have success.
Was someone like eating a sandwich or typing in the background there? What was that?
That sounds like Wildy. Crocheting, folding laundry, eating a sandwich, biting into an oh snap pickle. Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Oh, snap.
Maddie had oh snap pickles last night after gymnastics practice. It's a great post-gymnastics snack, I can tell you that. She loves them. All right. So, do you think he's really proud? Do you think he's, I don't want to say insecure, I don't want to say threatened, but do you think he would prefer to keep playing in part so Jordan can't show, hey, maybe we're ready to go a different direction here? Like, is there any downside for him, despite what he said, to Jordan Love getting an opportunity and seizing said opportunity?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
I think there's always the competitive side of you that doesn't want to give an inch to anybody that's going to take your job or potentially take your job. And I think that's why he was so irritated when Jordan Love was drafted. I think that was a big reason why he was able to bounce back. But at this point in his career, where he was hemming and hawing about retiring last year, he's got a $60 million guarantee sitting there. He controls everything. It would be a different scenario if Aaron Rodgers was owed no guaranteed money.
Correct.
And he still really wanted to play. So I take him at his word on this, because none of the Jordan Love stuff matters. I sent a note for Jesse to have Tim Hasselbeck's audio ready, which I'm sure he will because he's been so good today. But Hass basically said what I've been saying. It's the Jordan Love, because, you know, Canty and a lot of national people are saying, well, you got to be able to see if you're going to activate that fifth-year option on Jordan Love. He ain't getting the option activated, people.
No.
Unless Aaron Rodgers says he ain't playing and he retires. Because Jordan Love ain't going to play next year if Aaron Rodgers decides to come back. All of that other stuff is just, that's just foolishness. Now, I get why Green Bay wants to see him. I want to see him. I think a lot of Packer fans want to see what Jordan Love's got. But it's all moot. Because Aaron Charles Rodgers won that power play against the front office. And I always want players to win power plays. He won. Very few can be put in the position that he's in. And he has won that battle. He controls his financial future, which very few players get to. So all of the other stuff, and that's why I just don't think, even though human nature would say, yes, he is going to feel threatened and all this other stuff, there will be whispers. Boy, Jordan Love looked pretty good. Jordan Love's on a rookie contract. Jordan Love this. And that will irritate him. But he's got the ultimate trump card. He'll just slap that down and say, ah, 60 mil, I'm playing next year, let's go. And that's what'll happen. So, no, I don't think there's the pettiness that you typically would think would be in play when you're talking about a quarterback situation like Aaron went through with Brett Favre. I don't think Aaron's going through it. Aaron already went through it. That's why he lashed out. That's why he did what he did. And that's why he won the battle, because the front office didn't believe Jordan Love could be the guy that we now hope to see him become. That's the interesting dynamic.
As of today, this moment, with $59 million guaranteed next year and this team not winning a Super Bowl like you had predicted he would go out on, what percentage are you, not, he has not said anything, he claims he has not made up his mind, etc., what percentage convinced are you that Aaron Rodgers is playing football in 2023?
55%.
I'm higher than that. I'm like 80%. The competitive greatness of Aaron Rodgers, the idea of ending your career on a season like this, I have a hard time imagining.
I agree with that. That's why it's that high for me.
If he's really smart, he'll not only come back and play better next year, but he'll make the switch to AmFam, because that is a dream scenario for everyone.
Yeah, indeed it is. And you know what? Season hasn't quite went the way we want, but you know what's still great? Going up to Lambeau. You're going to be able to probably go do that fun slide that Mark Murphy does down Titletown. Get on that tube, put the arms up in the air, have a couple laughs, and enjoy a great weekend with great tickets. An exclusive tailgate for you and your friends. all expenses paid, travel and accommodations for you and five of your best buddies. The American Family Insurance Dream Weekend Sweepstakes. It is all that and a bag of chips. Head over to amfam.com/packers to enter for your chance to win this once-in-a-lifetime Packer fan experience. No purchase is necessary. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Jesse has more audio for us.
Man, he is so good.
Maybe.
He has been so good.
I haven't heard anything you guys have said in the last 10 minutes, but I am ready for the next segment.
Might not be the audio that Tausch wanted, but it's the audio I wanted. And it's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Competitive greatness, there's got to be a corollary. I don't want to call competitive insecurity. That's stronger than the word I want to choose. But there are those that believe that that may be a factor in this. Aaron Rodgers is playing. No matter how much pain or painkiller shots he must take to do so, apparently. And Chris Canty has some thoughts on that. Is this from Get Up? I don't watch Get Up. We don't have our TV set up yet. We finally got a TV, by the way. Very excited.
Oh, congrats. You
know, I know I've got to hang it. So I've been missing a lot of GMA, which I know you guys both enjoy me watching. But, Tausch, did you catch all of Get Up today? You caught Matt Hasselbeck's brother, Tim.
Yeah, Timmer. I saw a little Timmer and a little Canty, but I don't know if this is the Canty and Timmer that I was thinking. So we'll see if Jesse ends.
It is.
I gave him an exact time. I literally sent him the exact time that I was looking for. So I'll be curious if it comes through.
It is quite the twist that Jason is actually the one who sent the Get Up audio that he wanted. It was definitely a turn of events.
Just trying to help the team.
Yeah. It is from Get Up.
Real
though.
Team guy.
Don't come on. Don't question my team loyalty.
I'm not. You're a good teammate.
Real team guy, sarcastically. All right, let's hear from Chris Canty on Get Up, Tausch's favorite program on ESPN.
Guys, make no mistake about why Aaron Rodgers wants to be out there and play. He doesn't want to give Jordan Love any oxygen. And I know it's crazy to say this about a two-time MVP, but think about how Aaron Rodgers got this job. Back in 2007, when I played for the Dallas Cowboys, we knocked Brett Favre out of the game late in the season.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers came in down 17. That was a seven-point ball game with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. At that point, we knew that Aaron Rodgers could play. Guess what the Green Bay Packers did that offseason?
Yeah.
They shipped Brett Favre off, and Aaron Rodgers became the starting quarterback. How you get it is how you lose it, and Aaron Rodgers is well aware of that, and he doesn't want to give Jordan Love that opportunity.
How you get it is how you lose it. Is that an axiom that is in NFL locker rooms? Never heard that one before, but I kind of like it.
I have not heard it. It is good. It's completely inaccurate in this case. It's not. You can't compare the two situations. They're just not the same. It's completely and utterly different, and it doesn't make a ton of sense. And if you and Jesse run that Tim Hasselbeck audio right after, because he puts Canty right in his place right after that.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it, Jesse. What do you got?
Just do the Tim Hasselbeck fake voice.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's him. I think where it's going.
Is that what Tim Hasselbeck sounds like?
Oh, my God. I thought Tim's got a real professional voice. So here's what Tim Hasselbeck said after that, because I thought that was interesting. I mean, look, you got to be provocative to be on TV. I get that. But Tim Hasselbeck says, come on, dude. Aaron Rodgers is due $60 million in guarantee, and the Packers are not picking up his fifth-year option right now. It's just not happening. So what was the statement you love so much? How you get it is how you get it going out, or whatever he was talking about.
How you get it is how you lose it, Tausch.
Yeah, there's truth in that. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers feels any insecurity about that, because he knows the way they structured the contract and why he fought hard to get what he wanted, was to take that insecurity off the table. That's off the table.
Yeah, you're right about
that. So if he wants to retire, which I think he obviously thought seriously about it last year, and he's going to think seriously about it again this year, he walks away. And Jordan Love gets to play, and he loves Jordan Love. He's like a brother, blah, blah, blah. He is not going to want to give the job up if he went. So I understand that piece of it, but he's not going to. It doesn't matter. Jordan Love could look like Dan Marino the next 5 weeks. And if Aaron Rodgers wants to be the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers next year, he's going to be. That's where we're at. So that's why I just don't buy what Canty is saying, because the numbers will not let that occur. And that's what Aaron Rodgers and his team set up, so that he did. These conversations weren't going to be a part of Aaron Rodgers' mindset, and they're not.
So if you're Aaron Rodgers, you are playing only because of your competitive greatness. There is no, I don't want to let him get out there and look really good. And
no,
there's none of that.
I don't believe that's any of his mindset. Matter of fact, I believe now he feels secure enough to want Jordan Love to look good. I believe that.
And whereas maybe he didn't before, but he knew that Jordan Love wasn't
right out of the gates. No, yeah. You're going to draft this guy and think he's taking my job before I even made any inkling that I was going to do it. He wanted to shove it up Gooch, you know what, and say you're blank and crazy. And yeah, and now I think that part has subsided, and it's more about what he's done and what position he's in. And if Jordan Love develops, it's an attaboy to Tom Clements, his handpicked quarterback coach. So if you notice, Aaron's saying a lot of things about Tom Clements' development of this young quarterback. That has not been the first time we've heard that, if you listen closely enough.
Well, we'll see what happens. But we know that Aaron Rodgers has proclaimed himself ready to play. May not practice today, but he'll be ready to play on Sunday, and no one's going to tell him otherwise. I think we can all agree on that. That may affect how you make your decisions when it comes to Cover 5. You pick 5 games. Maybe Chicago Green Bay is one of them. Maybe it's not.
I took Green Bay this week.
You got to stop doing that.
Favored by 3.
Why?
Because it never works. When at one time in the last 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks has taken Green Bay been the good
Philadelphia, we made a little. We didn't lose it.
How much were they favored by against the Jets?
That was a tough one.
They were favored by 10. They lost by 17. It was a 27-point swing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bad. It's a big reason why I dipped from being in the top 10 to now I think I'm fighting to be in the top 100. So, yeah, the Packers have not been good to me.
You can outplay Tausch on Cover 5. You can do it for free. You could sign up for free. You could play for free. You can win $100 if you have the best score of the week, which Tausch has not had lately. Again, cover5.com, the Cover 5 app, WI22. WI22 is the promo code you'll want to use when you sign up for Cover 5 at cover5.com and the Cover 5 app. Uncle Homer, a Cover 5 aficionado, joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right. Whatever you do, make sure do it right.
When I think about competitive greatness, and when I wonder if Tausch and this guy could beat Josh Sitton and his guy at tennis, or maybe Max Tauscher and this guy instead of Mark Tauscher and this guy, I think of this guy. You hear him every weekday, 2 to 4, on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, on Homer and Tony. You hear him on the Marquette Men's Basketball Radio Network. Big W for the Golden Eagles with him on the call. And you can catch him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip, who may have a very interesting guest coming up.
Ooh.
Not me. I've already done it once. Yeah, that's a tease. We'll see. They're in negotiations. It is Steve, the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you today?
I'm awesome. We're not in negotiations. We're doing it this week. The punter is in.
I didn't. Pat McAfee on My Faith. No?
No, the Badger punter.
Kevin Stempke.
Your guy. Come on, your guy.
Brad Nortman, ladies and gentlemen. He filled in for Tausch, and now he's filling in for Pip.
Now Pip will still be there. Oh, okay. By the way, I don't understand this Rodgers thing at all. It's so simple. You go in, you say, Aaron, you playing next year? If he says yes, he plays the rest of the games as long as he's healthy.
No, Homer, let's role play. Yes. Homer.
Let's role play. I love this.
All right, Homer, I'll be A-Rod, you be you. Yeah. All right, go ahead. You be Goot.
Yeah. Aaron, to decide what we're going to do the rest of the season, we need to know if you're coming back next year. If we don't know, we have to acquire as much information as we can about Jordan Love. If you're coming back next year, you start the rest of the games as long as you're healthy.
Sure. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to take some time in the offseason. Like I told you.
What?
No, you won't. No, you won't. I'm going to keep playing.
What do you mean, no, I won't?
You're
not going to
start Jordan Love.
What do you mean, no, I won't? Why not?
You're not going to. I'm going to keep playing.
Why not?
Because I rule the roost. And I am a four-time MVP, and I'm going to keep playing.
I don't care if you've won 10 times. You're smart enough to understand the dilemma that we have.
Sure. And I appreciate that.
You're all about being better next year. If you won't tell us you're playing, you've got to understand we have to go and do it now. We have to go into a different direction, not for next year, but to acquire as much knowledge about Jordan Love, because we don't know about you.
That's a tough break for you, but no, I'm going to keep playing. I love playing. I'm still the best option that we have here.
Fine.
And I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to come back and play.
Then
I don't know yet. I'll tell you in March. No, I'm going to tell you in March.
Then we're going to play Jordan. Easy.
Sure you will. Good luck.
If you decide to come back in March,
then I'm definitely not playing. Then I'm definitely not playing, and I'm going to saddle you with a $60 million cap hit.
Fine. You do whatever you have to do. But please understand.
Oh, I will.
The fact that we're playing Jordan does not mean he's the starter next year. You're the starter next year if you're coming back. We just have to use this time to acquire information.
Well, if you don't play me. Oh, no. Hey, Goot.
What?
Goot. If you don't play me now, no, I will not. You're going to play me now, and then I'll tell you in February or March.
Aaron, just save me this crap. We've been through this once before. You've threatened to leave and do this, whatever. That, you don't have the guts to do it anyway. You want to get personal? You don't have the guts.
Okay.
I kind of like this.
You don't have the guts.
Hey. Here's the deal, Goot.
Would you like to
repeat
it?
I had the guts.
Gee, you may not have read this in a book, like that crap about professional
Competitive greatness.
Just ask him what book he read it in.
Hey, Brian, here's the deal. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate you working with me on things. Yep. I appreciate you getting me Randall Cobb back. I appreciated you giving me this new contract. And once you did that, you don't have a say in what happens, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
Unfortunately.
Thank you.
So I am going to play the rest of this season. And, Brian, you know what? I'm going to collect my $60 million, and if I want to play next year, I will. And if I don't, you're not going to be the one that dictates anything to me. I will dictate to you. Thank you very much.
Fine.
I am going to head out to California, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, that's the end of the conversation. Maybe when you get out there, you'll find some guts because you don't have any. You're going to come back. Just so you understand, our quarterback.
This is quite a strategy.
I had guts to hold out. Whoa. I had guts to hold out. I voided a part of my deal. I got Randall Cobb in town, and I got a fat new deal, basically eliminating your first-round pick from 2020 and saying, deuces, B, I'm going to play here as long as I want. That's the guts I had. Now let's see what guts you have.
You just understand that you can retire if you will, which you both know you don't have the guts to do. We will trade you after June 1st next year if you don't want to be. Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah, good luck.
We can do that. Check
good
the cap. You need to have some people. Yeah, well, talk to your punter. But you know what you need to do? You need to find some new books to read.
Okay. Which ones?
Yeah. I
love a good
whatever
book recommendation. Which one?
Whatever says for people.
You just told me
I
need new books to read. Tell me what they are.
Yeah, I know. But that's something with a headline for people that have the guts to do what they say when they've never done that in the past.
All right, Jason, what did you make of this little... That's the end of this little
So do
play.
You think...
What did you
so
think
here's,
of it?
Yeah, it was pretty contentious.
Yeah.
Well, it's
do you
be,
think...
I'm in control. He doesn't get it.
If you think that Homer slash Goot telling Aaron Rodgers, you need to give us a decision right now, isn't going to get contentious, y'all don't know Aaron Rodgers.
I do. No, 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 no.
It will get contentious, and when I'm done, I'll go... We know he's going to play. He didn't have the guts to retire. Come on. We've been through this before.
You might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Are we still role-playing?
And if he
or
does,
no?
if he
role playing's
retire
over.
From us,
this is Homer
we'll trade him after. We'll trade him after June 1st. Helps us great with the cap. Give that as plan
sure.
B, and we'll get some picks and stuff. Yep. Yeah. This is so easy.
All right, good stuff. Yeah. Sounds like an easy plan. It's not
going to happen. It is.
But sounds like an easy plan. Yeah, sure.
Well, it's not going to happen because they don't have the guts or what? Must be.
My question, since that was what was actually on the floor at the moment, that you asked me of, do you believe that this will get contentious if, first of all, I don't think, speaking of guts, I don't think anybody has the guts to tell him what Homer wants Goody to tell him.
Nobody will. 100%. That's why it won't get contentious. It will only get contentious if somebody goes and says, listen, Aaron, it's November 30th. I need you to tell me if we're coming back next year, if you are. Because if you are, you can do what you want. If you're not, we got to look at Jordan Love. He's not going to – how do you think he's going to take to that? Not well.
It does – but it does seem reasonable for the organization to want to do that.
It's very
reasonable.
And he's
not going to take it well anyway.
Guys – we're not in a reasonable time. It's not reasonable for all of the things that happened.
Plus, he's hurt.
What?
He's hurt. He's not 100%. Well, fine.
He is hurt.
But he's got competitive greatness that's better than what Jordan Love could
give. I can't wait. What book was that in? If somebody has seen that in a book, then you'll help Jason out.
Yeah, it's definitely. What was McAfee's book choice yesterday? What was the book choice?
I mean, I don't know. I turned it off.
Josh knows. Josh says he knows everything about the book.
Do you agree with this? There is a 0% chance that Aaron Rodgers came up with that himself.
Oh, no, he read it. I would feel fairly confident he read it somewhere. Yeah, I would agree. Or a podcast. He heard it from somewhere. Yeah.
Correct.
I would agree with that.
Well put, yes. Podcasts have to be considered reading now. That's a great point. Yes.
Yep.
So, Homer, you're not. You don't have the guts, if you're Goody, to say this. So what happens instead? That was a fun role-playing, but the reality is Aaron Rodgers keeps playing until this season. We're talking about this season, the remaining five games, until they're eliminated, and then his competitive greatness, as Tausch points out, isn't quite as strong if there's nothing to play for, so that he's not going to play?
Oh, no. This competitive greatness never leaves. This is the defining support for playing me or me wanting to play the rest of the year. When you have competitive greatness, you never want to sit out, ever. This is the cover for him wanting to play even when they're mathematically eliminated. He has set the standard now, and so now we can ask about it, and he can explain competitive greatness is basically, I want to play even after we're mathematically eliminated.
Yeah, and that includes preseason football, too.
Understand my mentality. What?
Yeah, that's preseason football, too, now, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Okay.
Because you get an opportunity to go out and play, you go out and play. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. Does competitive greatness include the preseason? Brilliant.
Yeah, it should. It should, right?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter if the games. It doesn't matter if you're 0-12. He just said 0-12, 12-0. That part doesn't matter. So that's where we're at, which is fine. I'm on board with that. I love it.
Yeah, the games don't – the winning and losing doesn't count. I think competitive greatness in regard to preseason is a great question.
It is.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Hey, Homer, so if you're Goody right now and the season has went the way it's went and you get to make one decision for the next 5 weeks, what are you doing?
Just what I told you.
What?
But given that that's not going to happen now, you're telling me. No, I go to him right now and say, If you won't tell us you're playing for next year, I got to.
No, you make the decision. You're the blanking GM. What decision are you making?
That's the one I'm making.
What are you going to do?
I inform Aaron Rodgers Jordan Love that if he won't tell, if Aaron Rodgers will not tell me he's playing next year for sure, I play Jordan Love the rest of the year, yeah. Aside from that, as GM, I'm not in charge. I don't have the authority to fire the defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You got silos. You got those silos.
Yeah, because I definitely, as far as personnel, wow, it's awesome. I want to say something in regards to Christian Watson, but there's really, he's going to play. I don't know.
I didn't mean to stump you.
I apologize. I'll let you keep thinking about that.
I apologize for asking such a great question.
No, you asked the question, but you don't allow my answer. You said,
well, you're still
no, I am. I can't, I'm not allowing you to hem and haw. Oh,
no, my answer. I gave you the answer right away.
Nah,
and you say that's not going to happen, so you can't have that as an answer. My answer is,
but I said that prior to.
Are you playing? If you say yes, next year you start all these games. If you don't say, then we play Jordan Love. That's my answer. But you said that doesn't. I can't use that.
Hey, Jason, do you think Rodgers? He's already thinking about the future. He said that on McAfee yesterday. You think he has an idea of which way he's leaning right now, or do you think it's completely up in the air?
I think he has a very clear inkling of what he wants to do next year.
Really?
He wants to make it back.
I do. I think
he's coming back.
I do. I do. I do.
I do, too.
I do.
Yep.
So why can't he tell him?
Speaking of coming back,
why doesn't he tell us?
Homer will come back for a second segment with us. Before he does that, I will tell you that our new Jingle for Your Kringle contest is underway. And you can win Kringle for a year. In fact, we just got some Kringle yesterday, and the Wildies polished off the almond one in one day, which doesn't usually happen around here. That's how excited the Wildies were about getting their Kringle. And you could have that tasty treat for free for a year, but you're going to have to earn it. It is our Jingle for Your Kringle contest presented by Racine Danish Kringles. We're asking you to create an original jingle to share with us. So be clever, be creative, and sing your heart out. One line that you must include in your jingle is, it's not just a treat, it's a tradition. That's the Racine Danish Kringles tagline. That has to be somewhere in your performance. So starting now, you can start submitting your jingle by going to ESPNWisconsinContest.com. That is ESPNWisconsinContest.com. The grand prize winner will receive Kringle for a year.
Oh, and should we add this into headlines and have us do a jingle for a headline?
The bye week sounds like a great thing for the bye week.
It does sound like a great bye week thing.
A bye week Kringle headline. Hey, and by the way, Rob Vogel just sent us this little tweet. The John Wooden book fully loaded with competitive greatness. I wonder if that was the book choice of the month for McAfee.
Again, your competitive greatness should also apply to our Kringle for Your Kringle contest. My greatness was not very great right there. Well, maybe it was because I got interrupted in the middle of that.
Well, I thought you were done.
Oh, by the way, Rob Vogel sent a tweet. Again, you can order on your own if you're not going to win Kringle for a year at Kringle.com. More with Uncle Homer and Rob Vogel's book club straight ahead. Stick around.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard fight.
The book from the Pyramid of Success. Thanks to Rob Vogel for sending it along. Competitive greatness.
It looks like that could be a piece of where Aaron was coming from. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, competitive greatness. It's near the top of the wooden pyramid. Be at your best when your best is needed. Enjoyment of a difficult challenge is competitive greatness. The only things that are higher are faith through prayer and patience. Good things take time. I'm not sure how he's doing.
Oboy doesn't have patience.
Not sure how he's doing at the patience. Top of the pyramid.
He ain't Job, I can tell you that.
Homer, you're the one who ruined John Wooden for me by telling me that he had a bag man that he cheated a lot when he won all those titles.
Yeah, no, he's one of the greatest cheaters ever, and it's one of the greatest.
But it's NIL.
Moments.
It's NIL.
No.
He just was a visionary at NIL before NIL was legal.
The one you could ask if he would tell you privately is Marcus Johnson, I'm sure. But the key is Bob Knight actually went to John Wooden and said, you know, about what about all this? He says, I didn't know anything was going on. Yeah, his explanation was ignorance. But they had a great assistant coach Johnny Wooden, as great as he was not able to communicate with people. It might have almost been like Dick Bennett talked about himself. So he had an assistant coach, forgotten the guy's name. He wanted to raise up to $17,000 or something. They wouldn't give it to him, so he quit. And then now Johnny Wooden needs somebody to do that stuff. And so Sam Gilbert became the guy. And, you know, it's one of the great problems of assessing Johnny Wooden. Because all these things he said were great, his faith, everything. But
I do like his quotes, yeah.
He was a great cheater, and his explanation was he didn't know any of it was going on. And
no, he had plausible deniability is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, but only an idiot would believe him. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. Count me in. Okay. So speaking of NIL.
By the way, I have an answer. Hold on.
Because
yes, because I can't fire the defensive coordinator, if I'm Goody, I release Darnell Savage today. The point of that is, first of all, I'm not playing much anyway, and I want everybody on this team to know that while your defensive coordinator doesn't know what the hell he's doing, I am holding players to a standard so that you should feel some pressure the rest of the regular season and not blame the defensive coordinator for everything. I released Darnell Savage today.
Okay. I like it. I mean, I don't like it for Darnell Savage, but accountability is important.
How does that work with the fifth-year option, then? Do they got
to
pay?
My head coach is too scared to fire the defensive coordinator, even after 363, which means that you could give up 500 and he would still say it's not an issue.
So I did not get to discuss this with you because LaFleur talked at 3 o'clock on Monday after I had been on your program, and then we didn't really get to it yesterday. What did you make of him basically saying, if I thought it was the defensive play caller, I would make a change, but I don't, so I'm not.
I was just attempting to blame the players, or he has a philosophy that you don't do something during the season. I don't know. He can't say the truth because the point is we all know that something can be so bad that you have to make a decision immediately, even if you don't believe in it. And if 363 isn't enough, then there is no number. And he maybe also in some way believes that when you tackle poorly, it's on the players. But we all know that defense is an attitude as much as, and so you could easily, your defensive coordinator, you don't tackle, I'm not playing you. I mean, there's a point of how important that is in his philosophy. He's clearly an ideas guy.
So you would do that with Jair Alexander, Homer?
What?
You would sit. You would sit Jair Alexander because he appears after suffering his shoulder injury by wrapping up and tackling in a form tackling manner, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree on this panel that since he was drafted leading into that injury, he showed a willingness very much to be physical and tackle as
absolutely
a corner, and now he doesn't. He does this sort shove your shoulder into the guy as he's running by thing.
Right.
He clearly is worried about if he tackles with form tackling, he's going to hurt himself again.
Yeah.
So you're benching him?
I think that's maybe something he's learned from Terrell Buckley, or Buckley tried to help him out. Because Buckley told me about what Leroy Butler did about tackling well, but not wrapping up, but leaning into it. I don't know that for sure. No, there's no way you can deal with Jair because he's clearly figured out that tackling isn't important. So, you know, there's no standard there. So, but I think that's his attempt to figure out a way to tackle without hurting his shoulder as much. And I haven't talked to Terrell, but I'm guessing that could be it. But no, you can't sit anybody down for not tackling because you clearly don't think it's important for all the players. Just still low on the list. Stopping the run isn't important. Tackling isn't important. You'd have to ask the defensive coordinator what is at the top of the list. Stopping the pass. probably.
All right, Homer. Yeah, you did. Before you go, folks can obviously listen to your program from 2 to 4 each weekday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Homer and Tony with Tony Smith, the Marquette Hall of Famer. Have you settled on where you stand on the Luke Fickell hiring?
No, I've liked it from the beginning. I said, all you have to do is ask every person, who would you have picked? Would you have picked Fickell or would you have picked Leonard? I would have picked Fickell. I never thought he was available. It's the best kept secret in any sports story I've ever covered in 40 years. No one knew anything. That's amazing.
Except Cindy Alvarez.
What?
Except Cindy Alvarez, who figured out where Mac was going Iowa game.
But I shouldn't say that. All I care about, nobody reported anything. There was no report anywhere about anything. So clearly to me, there was a plan to make everybody believe that it was Leonard. And then even if that was a lie, I don't know if it was or wasn't, and it worked perfectly. And, yeah, I mean, every team should ask McIntosh, how do you do it? How do you make a decision like this? And no one, zero, knew anything or reported anything. Was there any – did I miss any story in the entire time?
No.
No. And, again, the benefit of the doubt, the final straw, because everybody loves everything about Leonard, but Fickell's a wrestler. Three-time state champion. And when push comes to shove, I haven't checked to see if Leonard was a wrestler. I don't think so. He's probably a basketball player. You know, the world, we need more wrestlers in important places, and Fickell's a three-time state champion. So no one thought he was available. You know what's most amazing to me? That he clearly believes that he can win a national title here. Or he never would have taken the job because he had other opportunities.
That's actually true. Yeah.
And you know, think of that. There's something so special because he clearly knows the academics are different. He's not going to get people in. They got it in Cincinnati or Ohio State. I don't know how many, but there's a difference there. That doesn't faze him. I don't know that there's anybody who's shown by their actions that they believe that Wisconsin can win a national title like Fickell did. Ever. Not even Barry.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to win the Rose Bowl.
Homer, I'll talk to you at 2:15. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Good appearance by Homer today.
Yeah, he was. The role playing was outstanding.
Role playing was fun.
Might be
he lost.
Might be SG worthy.
Huh?
Yeah, little SG.
Wildy's sound graph from yesterday is definitely, I'm still waiting to see that.
Well, we'll all sit back and enjoy a Tito's as we listen back on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Grubelofs. Is one call, that's all, thanks to David and his team. We'll sit back and we'll listen to the role-playing that was Tausch as Aaron Rodgers, Homer as...
Tell you what, went to the Kohl's Center last night, had my scarf on, lot of complimentary things said about the Tito's scarf, lot of complimentary things said about the Tito's beverage, continues to win Judge's Choice double gold medals, the World Spirits Competition, Chairman's Trophy for World's Best Vodka Tonic, amongst many other monster awards. Tito's Handmade Vodka, still made down in Austin, Texas, still distilled from corn, and it is certified gluten-free. Visit Tito'sVodka.com for other recipes, videos, and more, crafted to be savored responsibly.
The 11 o'clock hour begins in 2 minutes, and it begins with Tim Hasselbeck. Is that what his voice sounds like?
I think I got him confused with his brother. Matt's got the higher voice. Tim's a little lower. He's dumb. Tim Hasselbeck.
Well, you'll hear Tim Hasselbeck to start the 11 o'clock hour. It's Wildy and Tausch.